Lacking cell coverage played a role in the tragic deaths of Eric Fryman and his three young children while kayaking on Lake Superior last year. Fryman's wife, Carrie Muse, survived, but her calls and texts for help went unanswered for hours. Red Cliff Tribal Chairman Rick Peterson says the tower is part of a public-private partnership between the tribe, the First Responder Network Authority, and AT&T.
I'm extremely grateful to these three teams that now our community has what it needs to help avert tragedy.
The tower is part of a nationwide effort to build a public safety network. A representative with AT&T says it's invested more than $700 million across Wisconsin in the last 3 years. The tribe hopes to have the tower built by this winter. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.